Yeah, that one was on a moment ago, but it went back off. Okay, yes. Keep track of the two red lights. Okay, because yesterday I had to dictate what I thought I had said on Tuesday. And it's really funny. We last for an hour and 15 minutes, and I can dictate in 25. So clearly I either had some gaps there or something. Okay, so now I come up here, and this first one is looking at the check boxes, and then I look at the radio buttons. So I said, if check blue is checked, then I am doing a particular calculation. Now notice these are standalone. Okay, notice a couple of things. First of all, here are my four kinds. And my quantity, I only put one box. If I want so, I'm not a very accommodating operation. Okay? If you've got two blueberry and you also want pumpkin, you're getting two. Okay? Now, if I wanted to be more accommodating, I obviously could have separate quantity boxes for each one. But I guess here we get into what is known as lazy. So I did not have separate equal quantities
sales
for each one, huh?
Equal sales.
Yes, that's right. I'm into all my muffins getting taken care of equally.
Nothing but
both. Okay, so what I'm saying here is if blue is checked, then my total is going to equal to my total times 0.08. Plus 0.08 times the quantity. Now what I'm doing here is I'm accumulating a total. Okay, so I'm doing accumulating. I'm accumulating a total. And the way you accumulate a total is you say total equals total plus something else. So, for example, count equals count plus one means that count will grow by one every time I do it. Okay? So what I'm saying here is take what is currently in work total, multiply, add to it the result of this multiplication. Okay? So apparently I'm much cheaper than I think average. I'm selling my muffins for 80 cents. Okay, so I'm sending my 80 cents times the quantity. Okay, and then I am taking work total and adding that amount to it. Now notice these are each standalone ifs. Okay, because I can check all four if I want to. So if you check all four, then I am going to do another add down here, another add down here, and another add down here. If you only check one of them, then only one of those ifs gets executed. But I don't want an else in there, because an else would basically say that I could only pick one muffin if I had elses involved in here. And I want them to pick as many as they want. Okay? So they go through, and if blueberry is checked, I add to that. If pumpkin is checked, I add. If chocolate is checked, I add, and if grain is checked, I add, and I keep adding them up to get my total. So at the bottom there, I have the total. Okay, then, excuse me, then to go back to the form, actually, I'm not sure I took a picture. Did I take a picture? Okay, closing clear. Okay, back to the form. So now I've got the store is Main Street, President's Avenue, and Ellsbury Street. And I am calculating my total. So if I go in and look here, I said, if Ellsbury Street is checked, then apparently I decided I was going to give them a discount. And if Main Street was checked, I was going to make them pay more. And if the other one was checked, I was going to do nothing. Okay? So I'm saying here, if the Main Street is checked, then take WIP total and multiply it by 1.05. okay? If Ellsbury Street is checked, then take the total and multiply it by 0.95. Okay? So I'm giving college students a break here, apparently. And if President's Avenue is checked, then they don't get either an addition or a subtraction. It stays the same. Okay? So, if I go in and I run this, okay, so I'm going to say Ellsbury Street, or actually I'm going to stick with President's at the beginning, and I'm going to check two of these and say I want two of each and calculate. And it says, is your order correct? And I say yes. And it puts in $3.30. Okay, so $3.30 is 2 times 80 is $1.60, and 2 times 85 is $1.70. And if I add those together, I've got $3.30, so it's working. Okay, because I've only got the two muffins, and President's Ave doesn't change anything. Okay, if I come down here and check Ellsbury Street, I get the $3.14, and if I check Main Street, I get the $3.47. Okay, so I am basically going through here and doing the kind of discount based on our addition or whatever based on the buttons. Okay, Main Street gets an additional 5%. Yeah.
I just crashed it.
Congratulations.
In quantity, I left it blank.
Yep. I'm not checking. I will do that very rarely. When I want to check data, I will usually have it in a program where I am talking about checking data. Okay, if I am not in a program that is doing checking data as my mission, I don't check data. And the reason is that then I'd have to add a lot of code, and that gets in the way of what I want to do up here. In the real world, you should always check your data. You should always assume that the end user is a trained monkey and that whatever they type, you can't rely on and you can't trust, and you should always check. Okay? But...
could that be easy just by putting a message box on the line saying quantity needed?
Sure. But as I said, I don't do that because I would be doing the same thing over and over and over again. And it also takes up space so you can see less of the code that I'm getting at. So I don't do that. I leave that up to you. Okay, so I went through here and I did the calculation. And notice if I hit clear, not only do I take away these checks, but I clear out the two boxes. Okay? I could make total, obviously, a read-only or something like that so that people don't try to enter something in. But if they try to enter something in, so what? I'm going to replace it when I hit calculate. So it really doesn't do any harm. Okay, so then I come down, and at the bottom here, I have, up till now, I have been using message boxes in a very basic way. I have been saying message box dot show, and then I put what I want to show in there, and it's usually just a field I want to show. Okay, and that gets me the default message box, which is an okay. Okay, so you can click OK, and it's kind of an acknowledgement that you've read the message. But that's all it is. And again, remember, message boxes stop processing. So once the message box comes up, I can stop processing. Okay, so if I have, when we get into loops, which we'll get into next week, if I have something in a loop where I want to take in user input, I need to stop processing. And a message box is one way, but we'll look at an input box, which is a better way. And those are two ways that you can stop processing. So once the message box comes up, nothing happens until I acknowledge. So I write that, and nothing happens until I acknowledge. Okay? Now this one has an okay and cancel because I have a clause in here that says message box buttons, okay, cancel. Okay? And if you look at the book, if the book has come in, if not, if you Google, you will find all of the different message box buttons that you can use. And there's a variety of them. There's probably a dozen of them. Yeah.
I actually just left the bookstore. They said that the books are still on back order. It's going to be at least another 3 weeks.
Okay.
Amazon.
Just get the right one. Right. Luckily, most of my courses are set up so that they work without a book. Gee, maybe I've had some problems in the past.
I got the morning book this morning.
Did you? Okay, that was only $19.95 or something on Amazon, somebody told me. So that one was a reasonable book. So, anyway, if you go and just Google it, Google message box buttons, BB or something like that, you'll get a list of them. But the point here is that I've got this messagebox.show, and it is showing me, first of all, it's saying, the first thing I put here is your autocorrect, which is the message I want. Then I put comma, and I put the title. So that's the title of the box, okay? And then I have another comma, and I have message box buttons I want okay and cancel, and the message box icon I want to be a question mark. So I can customize the message box by putting all of those things in. There's a bunch of icons you can use. And again, I don't remember what they are, but if you go and do a search, I'm sure you'll find them.
Is there a specific order that, or can that just be mixed?
No, it should be this
order.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, especially when you look at those two, if I flip those two, I'm going to see that up there right. And this down here. Now, these have keywords, so probably it would take them even if they were out of order because it's keywording and telling it what it's about. But on those first two, they have to be in order or it doesn't know which I want to put in the main and which I want to have as the title. So those have to be done in order. And I don't know what just happened and why it decided it. Whatever. Can I take a picture? This time it says okay. All right. So when I say cancel, then processing goes on. Okay. So I came up here and said cancel. Okay, so let me do that again. If I hit calculate here, it says, is your order correct? And if I say yes, it gives me the answer. If I say cancel, then it says your order has been canceled. Okay, so this is down here. When I'm saying okay or cancel, then I can go in and check the result. So I'm saying, if message answer. Now, okay, a couple of things here. Notice that when I put up message boxes before, I was just doing show and tell. So I was just saying show it. When I have a choice, I want to know what choice they made. I want to know, did they say okay or did they say cancel? So I'm saying message answer equals the results of that message box. So it will know whether it said okay or cancel. Okay? So I'm storing that in message answer. And so then I can say, okay, now let's check message answer. And I suspect you don't need the word Windows there, but I do it anyway. If message answer equals windows.forms .dialogresult.cancel. Okay. And that, like a bunch of other things, as far as I'm concerned, is kind of a copy and paste or a select from the select button when it comes up. And, ask me next week what I write there and I'll tell you I don't know. Because I just really don't memorize all these things unless I'm using them a lot. I basically just kind of know that if I write windows.forms, I can get the result, and I just kind of keep that on file in my head that I can do it and then figure it out when I need it. So, if I get, if they said cancel, then I clear out the total. Okay, so I say clear out the total, and then I put up another message box that says your order for concatenated with what is in work total, converted to currency, concatenated with control character CRLF, concatenated with has been canceled. What did control character CRLF get for me?
It moved it down.
So it moved it down to the next line. Okay? That's a control line feed that moves it down to the next line. So I wrote your order for concatenate in the total, change to currency, and then concatenate in a break, and then concatenate in the literal has been canceled. So I am getting my message out there and telling them that I have canceled their order. Okay, and they have to put the muffins back.
Okay. Did you write any code for President's Ave?
No, I didn't. I left that as they'd have to pay whatever was calculated. So I, in fact, purposefully didn't. Okay, so I just checked the first and the third button. And if the first or the third button were checked, then I did something. If the second button was checking, it was the default. So I didn't do anything with that. Questions? When the book comes in, I will have to give you a couple of days to actually read it.
A couple of weeks.
But, as I said, I went through, my examples are, I basically went through the book, and I pulled out everything that I thought was important from the book, and they're in one of my examples. So these examples that we're looking at are Chapter 4. And I pulled out everything that I thought I cared that you knew from Chapter 4 and put them in the examples. So if you can follow along with the examples, you've got everything that I think is important out of Chapter 4. And it's a lovely world because you can Google anything and find out. Google has become a verb, and there really are other ways to do it. But Google has become. I can Google something.
I know, and it always brings you to the Microsoft Help website. That place is just horrible.
Yeah, but it gives you a few other choices.
Yeah. I always stay away from the Microsoft Help.
Microsoft Help, like most of life, has gone downhill as they've added more. I mean, because it's now, it used to be answer the question, and that's it. And now I get more information than I would ever care to know.
Yeah.
And I embedded in there someplace is the answer to my question, but it's hard to dig through and find it. You know, Microsoft Help I used to rely on a lot. And now I almost never go there. That's too bad. I mean, I guess I wish that they had quick and easy help if you want the details help. You know, so it came up with the kind of quick and easy answer, and then it says, if you really care about the history background and all the details, click here, and you could get all the extra added attractions. Sure they are. You don't believe me. Why?
Looking through the code. And
I think my calculations are correct.
Well, so blueberries are $0.80.
That's right.
And say if I want to buy 10 of them, that's...
You can, if you buy 10 of those, you get 10 of everything.
Come again?
You get 10 of everything. There was one quantity box.
Yeah.
I'm lazy. Okay?
Yeah.
If I were really doing this, I'd want 4 quantity boxes. But one quantity box means if I want 10 blueberry and I also check pumpkin, I get 10 pumpkins.
No, I know. I only check blueberry.
Okay.
So that's, you know,
$8. That's $8.
But I checked Main Street, and I don't know.
And that means I get a 5% added. So here's blueberry and Main Street.
Plus and, 1.5.
And I should have 0.0. Put the 10 in there because it's now going to crash, as he pointed out.
Sorry.
Okay. No, it's a purposeful decision not to do that, but I still get trapped by it. Okay, so it should be it should have been $8, but I'm adding 5% because if its Main Street is checked, I add 5%. And 5% of 80 is 40 cents, so it's $8.40.
Okay.
And if I check Ellsbury Street, I get a 5% discount. And if I check Presidents, I get the plain $8. And if I check Ellsbury, I get the 5% discount, so it subtracts 40 cents. Okay, and then I can cancel it and say my order has been canceled. Notice when I zero this out, my work has all been done in work total. So I can clear out the text box, but I still have the number in work total, which means that I can still put it up there even though I'm clearing out the text box. Okay? So if they cancel, I immediately clear the text box, and then I give them the message using the work number telling them that it has been canceled. Okay. Questions? So if I check them all at 10, I owe a lot of money.
That's nothing.
Not really. $30 for 40 muffins? No, I'd go to your store.
It costs almost $70 for 6.
And you know muffins aren't that expensive to make.
Well, we all can't be rich like you.
No, they're not that expensive to make.
Oh, to make?
Yeah.
To me.
No, to make. I can make blueberry muffins. I can make a dozen for a lot less than...
the price of one from Dunkin' Donuts. I bet you you'll taste much.
Although I have to admit that I have not done the calculations on how much the flour costs and how much the sugar, so I'm assuming that. Okay. Questions? Okay, then I'm going to open the other one that I wanted to look at, which was input val. I think that was it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So here I have a bunch of things that I'm taking in. Input, I have a click there, I've got parsing, I've got a bunch of things to do a calculation. So I think it's better to look at the code. Okay. So if I run this, okay, and I put something in here, and I put in 12 and say click, it says converted. Okay, so that's what I put out. So I said, if I put the number in here, and I said convert it to decimal, and it said converted. Okay, if I put in ABC, and say, it tells me that it's got an error. So this is just another example of that try catch, which means that I am catching bad data there. Okay? And so if somebody puts in something other than a number, I am going to catch it, and I'm not going to do the conversion. Now, all I put out there is try message.txt is an error. You could be much more specific. You could give them a message and tell them to re-enter, you know, whatever. But I just wrote out that it was an error. Okay. Okay, so integer try parse is the next one. So if I click on that, hello, oh, I put the problem in the wrong place. For some reason I was expecting the problem to come over here. So this is telling me that I've got a problem. I could have sworn it went in there. Oh well. Okay, so there is problem coming out. And, oh, that's right, I have the two things. So if I have the 12.45 and I say convert, okay, and I click that, it says problem. If I click that, it says converted. And then I click it and I'm getting nothing.
I think your text boxes are... Where's text output TP?
I think this is this one.
You can't have a decimal point. Leave it a whole number.
Yeah, but I thought that it converted it. I was playing with this at home last night, and I swore I remembered that, but apparently not. Okay. I could have sworn I had tried it with a decimal. All right. So, I'm saying if integer, then take and do the try parse. Yeah, I guess I would say in that one. So if it's an integer, do the parse and put out text amount.txt and work answer. Okay, so I'm putting it out and I'm putting out the message as okay and I'm putting out the message as work answer in there. And you're right, because I said if integer. Okay, so if integer, parse it. And say, okay, I was able to parse it. And if I put in A here and say click, it gives me error. And I say click again, and it gives me problems.
So.
And if I put in, just a minute, 12.45, and I say click, and it says converted, and it says problem. Okay. I thought it gave me an answer there, too. Yes.
What is... Where is work answer coming from? And what is it equal to?
Work answer is the integer itself. So I am saying this is an integer, and that's the integer itself left over from the other time that I did it. Okay, let me try this. 15, convert, and now it shows the 15. Okay? So clicking down here says text message.txt equals okay, and this one equals work answer.
Okay.
Okay.
So where is the... trying to follow this.
Just playing. I just changed the as integer to as double just to bring up the decimal point.
Yep.
It works.
Okay. Okay, so if that's an interesting thing. He just said he changed this to double. Okay? And
the next one
also. You changed it here?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's right, because it's asking if integer.
Yeah, because otherwise the decimal point still won't show up.
Okay. Okay, so now I put in 12.45 and click and it converts it. Click here and I get the 12.45 okay. Okay. So that gets me the double.
Okay.
Okay, the other one I did was just doing a multiply. And again, I've got problem out of range. Okay, so I'm just showing my standard message box there. And this time I put two things in. So where's problem and where's price out of range? Okay, if I run this and I put in a price of 10, I guess I'm putting in a price of 90, a 10 and a quantity of 12, and calculate, I've got 120. Okay? Now, if the price is greater, so if I put in a price of 890 and say calculate, it comes back and tells me problem. Okay? And price out of range is the title. And I could have reversed those and put problem, price out of range, but I would have changed the order there. Okay, to get them. Okay. Good. I actually want you to have some time to actually do something. I'm getting ahead of you. Of where I want to be. And I want you to make sure you're comfortable with if statements. So if you go to here, I'm sorry, to my homepage, I've got a problem called in-class if assignments. Okay, and you can open it. Okay, and there it is. And I'm going to extract it to the T drive. Okay. And then I should be able to open it. So I'm going to come over here and close this and do a file open in class if, which is down on the T drive. Okay, what I want you to do here is basically I put in a bunch of questions. And on the first one, I want you to write the code to check code for A and field 1 greater than 5,000 or B and field 2 greater than 2,500. Respond with an okay or problem. Okay? So if either of those are true, it's okay. Otherwise, it's a problem. Do it once with separate if statements, and then down in button second, do it once using one if statement. So make it a compound. And then I went down in third. I've also got you doing the same thing and then saying make it a compound down below. And fourth and fifth, fifth, sixth, and seventh, I just have you writing the code. Okay? So what I want you to do is to go through this, talk it over with each other, talk it over with me. I want to make sure you understand how to use if statements. So we're actually doing mostly in class today. Okay? So, get started. Hopefully you can actually get this done in class today. That's my goal. And then you don't have to do it at home.
We still have homework. Still have the homework assignment to do.
You still have a homework assignment to do, right. Well, that's why I made this an in class, and then you only have one homework assignment. So you just have to stick the if statements in there, and there are basically seven if statements that you got to write, because there's seven buttons. This should have been